once we get rid of the Federal Reserve, there will be no more need for a federal income tax. And the 16th Amendment can be repealed as well. Congress created both of these monsters. Congress can kill them if we, the people, bring enough pressure to bear. Along with the Federal Reserve and the federal income tax, another travesty was committed in 1913. And that brings us to what we're talking about today, the 10th Amendment and state sovereignty. We were all taught in school about the checks and balances built into our constitutional system. Well, one of those checks and balances was destroyed in 1913 when the 17th Amendment was passed. When the founders set up our constitutional republic, the House of Representatives was to be popularly elected by the people to represent the people. The two senators from each state were to be appointed by their respective legislatures to represent the interests of the state and to provide a counterweight to the power of the federal government. The 17th Amendment did away with this check on federal power. From 1913 on, the states have had no representation in Washington, and the states are now on their way to becoming vassals of the federal government rather than sovereign states in their own right.